You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We are moving on to our next segment. We do hope, we trust, we will be able to hear Umfundisi. You know, we had problems with our connection with the good pastor yesterday, and we hope that we will not have those problems, but it appears as though we still are having those problems pertaining to connectivity. Let's see if Mfundisi can hear. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Lovely. I too can hear you loud and clear. And Nkosi Mfundisi, this is Pastor Prince Mwenda joining us to give us some perspective, to talk to us about salvation. What must I do to be saved? An age-old question.
Oh, yeah.
What must I do to be saved? This is the most important question, rather, and human beings can ask. Quite frankly, what must I do to be saved is a biblical question, if you remember quite well. It was asked by a desperate jailer in the middle of a dark night, and the answer was simple, yet life-altering. Salvation is not earned, beloved. It's received. It's a surrender of the soul, a leap of trust, and an embrace of Christ's finished work. And that is why we're having this question for today with Pastor Prince Mwenda. What is, why is salvation a matter of the heart and not just behavior?
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me again on this powerful radio station. All right. So your question is that, why is salvation a matter of the heart and not of just behavior, right?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. So just allow me to begin by saying that salvation is about the heart. Okay. It's about the heart because God looks at our inner motives and not just our actions. So a person can do good things on the outside, but still be full of pride, selfishness, and unbelief. Okay, so mainly God looks at the heart. But after someone gets in touch with Christ, we find that even what Christ is able to deliver in their heart will be seen outside as a good conduct. And
are you still there?
Some more insights in the book of. Come again?
No, go ahead. We got cut there for a moment, but you're back now. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Thank you. So just allow me to read from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
Right.
Where the Bible says, For the Lord does not see as man sees, all right? For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the inner heart, okay? So a change of heart is essential to salvation. So you may find that God actually is, when other people look at you in the other perspective, God looks at you in a way whereby he looks at you as a potential candidate of heaven. So God is good because he doesn't look at, he looks beyond our faults and then he sees our needs. So
okay.
At the end of the day, God wants to transform our hearts so that our actions can come from love,
right,
for him, not just fear or other habits, but true obedience comes from a heart that loves and trusts Jesus.
Okay. So what is the difference, Mfundisi, between living or believing in Jesus and trusting in Jesus?
All right. So that's a wonderful question. And actually, it's a mind-provoking and a biting issue to a lot of youths and also many Christians in the on different platforms of this world. So now we can say that the difference between believing in Jesus Christ and trusting in him, let's begin by saying that believing in Jesus means accepting that he actually exists, all right? That he died for our sins and that he is our savior, according to John 3 verse 16, of course. So trusting Jesus means giving your whole life to him completely, letting him to lead your choices, giving him your worries, and following his will even when it's hard,
right,
in tough times, you follow his will.
Right.
And you know what? The funny part of this thing is that even the devil believes in Christ. He believes in God. Okay. Even the devil believes in Christ, that Jesus actually exists. Okay.
Right.
But he doesn't trust him. So at the end of the day, you find that trusting means a relationship with God, not just belief. We can actually find that insight from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 19. Yeah, and apart from that, let me just have a quotation again from the book of Desire of Ages, page 347, where Ellen White actually says that it is not good enough to believe about Christ. We must believe in him. Okay, it is not enough to believe about Christ. We must believe also in him. Go an extra mile, in short.
Okay. So people talk about terms that I need you to just put into context, and from these terms like baptism,
yes,
like repentance, like confession, all of these apparently fit somewhere in this journey of salvation. So how do they fit in? How do repentance, how does confession, how does baptism fit into this journey of salvation?
All right. So these are important key things that we have to understand as Christians, all right, and also those people that are on their way going to heaven and trying to make good decisions and try to lead their life into the way of the waters. So let's start by trying to analyze on the term of repentance. So you can just say in simple terms, you can say that on the part of repentance is feeling sorry for sin and wanting to turn away from it. Okay, so it's actually when you discover, no, what I'm doing, it's wrong. Therefore, there is that conviction within you to say, no, I think I have to turn away from this. Okay, after you have known about the power of God and the law of God, let's talk about confession. Okay, so on the part of confessing, after you have recognized that this is the law of God, we now land into confession. Confession is admitting our sins to God and asking for forgiveness. You admit that, no, Lord, I'm wrong. I've been living in a bad way. I've been doing all these illicit activities that are not actually according to the standard of the heavenly government. So therefore, you end up what? Confessing your sins. You admit your sins to God and asking for forgiveness. That's according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about baptism. I love what Paul tells writes to the church in Rome, in Romans chapter 6, verse 3-4. So Paul writes to them by saying that baptism is a public symbol of dying to sin and being raised to a new life in Jesus Christ. I love, let me just repeat it to you again. He says that it is a public symbol. So after you have repented, after you confess your sins, you say, no, I think I have to move in the way of the Lord. How are you going to do that? Be baptized, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a public symbol. Show the people that actually have died to sin and you are raised again to live in the way of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
That's there. Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. So talk to us then. Why do some people feel they must clean themselves up first before coming to God? I mean, people who feel, I can't be a Christian up until I stop smoking. I can't be a Christian. I can't live a righteous life until I stop lying. I can't live a righteous life until I stop sleeping around. Why do some people feel that way?
All right. Yeah, that's true. Because a lot of people usually say, no, I'm not good enough. How can I go? God is righteous. Me, I'm not. But trust me, sir, you can't go to the hospital if you're not sick. Okay? Christ came for what? For the people that have sinners. That's why even when he was on earth, he was actually sitting with the sinners. Actually, the Pharisees were actually asking him, why do you sit with the sinners? But he told them, no, me, I did what? The Son of Man came to die what? To die for those people who are in sin. So many people think they must be good enough before they can come to God. But this is a mistake, all right? We can never make ourselves holy by our own strength, okay? So while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So God is interested in the sinner. He's interested in wiping away your sin. So whenever, if you know that what you are doing is wrong, you are sleeping around, just as you have alluded, all those kinds of things that are not right with Christ. Just know that you are a potential candidate of heaven, and God is interested in you. When other people don't leave you because of the things that you are doing, you are a drunkard, you are a smoker, your marriage is going downhill, God actually sees you through. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's what
I
I can
was
say.
actually asking about the reasoning. Why do people think the way they do? I agree with you that
Oh, yeah.
people who do bad things are candidates for righteousness. I'm okay with that. The question here was,
Okay.
why do people think that way?
Oh, yeah. So, these people, they think that way. Well, because they how can I put this one into sim in simple terms? Okay. So let me just put it this way. Okay. Those people, they feel that way, possibly looking at the degree of what they have done. Okay. I see myself that no, I think I've done a lot. Christ can't bear this. All right. So people feel that way because they look at the degree of what they do and what they have done. So they feel as if no, Christ can't accept them. Most of the times, if I had time, I would have narrated a good story to the listeners. Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's, oh yeah.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, I think that's what I can say. That's
Okay, no, that's
sum up
fine.
everything.
Okay. So my final question, for instance, I'll let you go. How would you explain salvation to someone who has never heard the gospel?
Okay, to someone who has never heard the gospel, I meet this person. I'm just walking down the road, the
Right.
streets of Zambia or South Africa. Then, someone is actually trying to ask me how can I explain to them about the gospel. All right,
Right.
so about salvation rather. So to a person that I meet for the first time and they haven't heard about salvation, I can just say salvation actually, I can say salvation means that God loves us so much. Okay. He sent his son Jesus Christ to save us from our sins and death. We are sinners who can't save ourselves, but Jesus died for in our place and rose again so that we can have eternal life. So that's just the whole model, the whole framework, the whole criteria of salvation. So you can just say, okay, if we believe in Jesus, if we confess our sins, and at the end of the day, if we follow him, we are saved by his grace, not by our good works. Oh, yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, Mfundis. That's it. Now we're gonna end it right there on today's episode. Really appreciate your time. May God bless you in your ministry and have a happy Sabbath tomorrow, Mfundis. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.